This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hi, and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. And also, I want to make a note, thank you for all your comments and your reviews on iTunes. Those have meant so much to me. I appreciate it. So this is episode 19, and it's called The Exceptional Writers Club, and it's a series within a series. I'm asking four very important questions in the next 4 days about becoming an exceptional writer. And today's question, dear podcast listener, is, do you have the right strategy? Now, 21,690,000 views is a lot of views, and that's how many times Simon Sinek's TED Talk has been watched. It's the TED Talk in question is how great leaders inspire action. It's the third most viewed TED Talk. The question is, why is it so popular? Why? Simon, fascinated by how some leaders could motivate legions of people while other leaders, political, corporate, social, failed. So Simon sought to find out why, to explain why. And what he discovered was a naturally occurring pattern, what he called the golden circle. The golden circle is made of three circles. The most inside circle, you have the word why. Then in the next outer circle is how. And finally, in the outer third circle is the word what. So why, how, what? That's the golden circle. This is how it looks in the wild. Take Apple, for example. Steve Jobs didn't say, "We make great computers. They're beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. Want to buy one?" That's the golden circle, inside out. It's starting with what, then how, and maybe getting around to why, and that's not the way you do it. That's not the right strategy, Simon says. Instead, and I'm quoting Simon here, Jobs might have said, "Everything we do, we believe in challenging the status quo. We believe in thinking differently. The way we challenge the status quo is by making our products beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. We just happen to make great computers. Want to buy one?" Apple and all the great CEOs and leaders and writers started with the why. Asking the question, why? Why does it have to be this way? Why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this? These are all fundamental questions. And have you ever asked yourself why you want to become a writer? Have you ever asked yourself the question why you are even a writer? What? Why? Why do you want to write? In a short but stinging essay, writer Susanna Breslin argues for three reasons why you shouldn't be a writer. One, you're not good at it. Your mama loves your poem, but what about the rest of the world? Susanna asks, can you make the words sing? Does your prose have that certain something? Most people can't write well, but that's why they hire people like you and me. Two, it's too hard. Susanna says, you think digging ditches is hard? Writing is a thankless work like laundry. You have to put up with a lot of stuff as a writer. And three, it's too hard to monetize. You want work with security and good pay, then become a computer scientist or a nurse. Now, I must say, the demand for great writing is rising. So you are, in fact, positioned perfectly. You're coming in at the right time. And so you might be wondering why Susanna, or why I, might be so harsh. Well, I want to remind you, this is a fight. This is a fight, and you have to win, and and if you don't have that spunk, that fight in you, if you can't answer the why, like why you even got in the ring to begin with, then you will probably not survive the long, dark days of obscurity, no matter how long they last. Potential preachers would approach the 19th century English minister Charles Spurgeon and tell him, "I want to become a preacher." Spurgeon, who was a tall, barrel-chested man with a sage brush beard hanging from his chin, who had preached over 600 times before he was 20 years of age, would look the potential recruit up and down and then say, "You don't have what it takes." Most would walk away discouraged, but those who said, "Mr. Spurgeon, you are wrong," and went on to argue their case, Spurgeon would mentor on the spot for free. Reverend sushi chef Iro Ono, a frail but stern octogenarian, treats his students the same. The apprenticeship is grueling, long, often decades long. Young apprentices must clean, clean, and clean, wringing out steaming hot towels, baking eggs 100 times before you got it right, but he taught them for free. A man who earned about $350 every 15 minutes didn't charge his apprentices. If they could survive, that's all they had to do, he would train them. And the only way they could survive if they understood why they wanted to become sushi chefs in the first place. That hope and that dream gave them the spunk to fight and to win. You can learn more about Iro and his highly recommended documentary, Iro Dreams of Sushi. I insist you watch it at least once. Now listen, this is why this is so important. There will be times where you will hit a wall. You're exhausted, lost, broken. And you'll ask yourself, why? Why am I doing this to myself? Can you answer that question? When you do, that's your strategy. That's your why. And so to help you develop a sense of why, here's some questions you can ask yourself. So are you constantly seeking ways to master the art of writing? Do you read widely and nonstop? And do you study the top writers and bloggers? Are you trying to fit in with the crowd? Or are you intentionally challenging the status quo? Are you looking for ways to stand out, to confront, to appear slightly off your rocker? And does it come natural? Do you have the capacity for solitude? Do you have a personal stake in your writing? Do you imprint your personality on your work? Look deep down inside yourself and ask, what do I want people to say about me when I die? And is it big enough to make a dent in the universe? Is it big enough to attract the attention of 1,000 people, 100 people? 10 people? Do you push yourself to find topics that demand attention regardless of the negative response they could represent? Do you discipline yourself to search for ideas that confront and challenge others? Do you lose sleep over your legacy or your sense of its inadequacies? Would you still write if no one cared? Exceptional writers have a drive for supremacy. There is this attitude, hell or high water, they will become great. Hunter S. Thompson in 1959, years before he hit his stride, said, "As things stand now, I'm going to be a writer. I'm not sure that I'm going to be a good one or even a self-supporting one, but until the dark thumb of fate presses me to the dust and says, "You are nothing. I will be a writer." So I want you to walk away from this episode gritting your teeth, buckling down, girding your loins. Why? Because I believe the world is a better place when we have exceptional writers roaming around in it. And you know what else can help you become an exceptional writer? Yes. Attending our Authority Rainmaker live event this May in beautiful Denver, Colorado, at the exquisite Ellie Calkins Opera House. This opera house is something else. In fact, it makes me want to sing opera, but I'm not going to. At least not on this episode. Ever. But you'll see great lineup of speakers at this event. Chris Brogan, Dan Pink, Henry Rollins, Sally Hogshead, Danny Sullivan, Joanna Lord, Scott Brinker, Anne Hanley, Sean D'Souza, Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, Pamela Wilson, Jared Morse. Everybody on that panel has answered that why question in some capacity. And that's why they're very good at what they do, because they persevered. And you get a chance to chum with these people. You get a chance to dine with them if you come and visit us in Denver this May. So, you can do that. You can register for this event at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. Till next time, take care.